disobedience. On Monday, the 6th of March, 2006, I was woken by my alarm clock at 5:30. I started to pray and realized that there was a heavy anointing on me. My body was very weak and I was trembling. Waves of electricity were going through my body. In the afternoon, as I was lying on my bed, I saw a brilliant light filling the room. I saw tiny white round beads, the size of a pinhead. These beads were falling like rain, and they would sink in my skin on contact. In addition, I saw a cloud of something like white mist coming from above. This mist also filled the room and sank into my skin on contact. Thereafter, I saw Jesus walking towards me in the midst of a cloud of mist. He sat down on his chair next to my bed. He greeted me and stretched out his hand to me and told me to get up because time was fast running out. He pulled me up by my hand and I sat down on my bed. Then he said to me, "Victoria, let us pray." Jesus prayed in a language that I did not understand. I understood only one word, and that was Amen. Then he continued to ask me what I was seeing, and I told him that I was seeing groups of people going to their work and others arriving at their workplaces. I was also seeing those similar tiny beads of rain falling on those who arrived first at their workplaces. After the first group, another group also arrived later. By that time, the rain of tiny beads had stopped falling. I also saw different groups of people arriving at different churches on a Sunday morning. The rain of white beads would begin to fall as soon as the early comers entered the churchyard. It continued to fall for some time and then it stopped. The late comers would not find anything. Jesus asked me whether I understood those visions, and I told him that I did not understand. Then he explained to me, "These visions means that every place where you are supposed to be at a specified time, and you know that time that you are supposed to be there, there are always angels distributing blessings for that specified time. If you arrive on time, you will receive your blessings. But if you are late, you will miss your blessing for that day, because the angels distribute the blessings only for that specified time. Victoria, I want to warn you, because you go late to work and you go especially late for church services, you must know that at those times you have been late without any valid reason. You have forever missed out on your blessings for those days. They will never return to you again. Victoria, you must stop this thing and do not ever do it again unless you have a valid reason for being late." When the Lord say those words, I really wished I could disappear or give him some acceptable excuse for my indiscipline. I told him that sometimes I oversleep. But the Lord looked straight into my eye and he said that I was lying and that I had a bad tendency of going back to bed after I have woken up to succumb to a desire to sleep for a few more minutes. After Jesus had warned me, he said, "Stand up, let us go. Time is fast running out and there are things we must do." This time, the Lord took me to a place where I have never been before. It was also the first time we took the road we walked on that day. We arrived in a garden filled with beautiful flowers and beautiful green trees. Nothing on earth can compare to this beauty. The flowers in all kinds of beautiful bright colors. We sat down on a beautiful garden bench, which was made from solid gold with small, brightly shining silver stars. When we sat down, he pointed in front of us and said, "Victoria, look. Can you see that city?" When I looked, I saw a very large, brightly lit city. It was beautiful beyond description. The city has a brightly shining golden gate. And at this gate was a man seated, who was of great age. He had a long white beard and white hair. I had seen this man earlier, and when I asked Jesus who this man was, he told me that it was Abraham, the father of faith. I saw many roads in that city, which are also paved with gold. There are high-rise buildings, and they were also shining like gold. The shine and the glitter of that city is indescribable, is beautiful beyond description. Jesus turned to me and asked, "What do you think about that city?" I answered that it was beautiful, and I wanted to go there. Then Jesus said, "I will take you there if you continue to be obedient, because that is also where your house will be. Stay obedient, because if you are disobedient, Victoria, crows will fly in your house. Your house will be a dwelling place of owls and a playground of ghosts. However, do not fear, because I am with you. Just obey. For everyone who is disobedient, his house will have crows flying there. It will be a dwelling place of owls and a playground of ghosts." My friend, Jesus Christ is real, and he loves us with a love that cannot be described. His greatest desire is for us to choose life and spend eternity with him. His heart is aching for all those people who are dying and going to hell because they chose to reject the salvation he offered them and they chose death instead. Whether you are a born-again Christian or not, please always remember this one thing. Time is fast running out. Jesus Christ is coming back soon.